So guys, this is what I'm seeing at the moment, and it seems to be a real common theme among small businesses. And I really wanted to show you some of my thinking and my thoughts, because certainly social media marketing is something I'm starting to really dive deep into. And it's to me it seems so obvious, but I know for a lot of you it isn't, and it's very difficult. I think the first point I want to make is I don't want people thinking of social media marketing as it's social media marketing. It's just marketing. It's just the internet. It's just the way of the world. So whether you just are tuned into SEO or website or emailers, don't think of, I guess, the social media packaging word as any different to any of those. It's just another resource fundamentally. And it was really interesting. I was having a chat with a good friend of mine the other day. And he's just basically hacking his own business with being employed at the moment. He's an architect, works for a massive practice in Exeter, and he's trying to sort of develop his own business. And he's really struggling with that process. And he's just saying to me, "Ben, look, what I want to do. I've got a website. How do I make it SEO friendly? I just want to." Somebody just have a quick overview and press a few buttons, and suddenly I'm going to be discovered when somebody does a search on a location for an architect. And I said, "Listen, it doesn't quite work like that. You need to think about X, Y, Z. You need to be thinking about doing things differently. You need to be thinking about doing blogs. You need to be thinking about doing helpful videos. You need to be producing content, content, content." And he was really struggling with that whole. Is my it's really, my subject's boring. I don't have the confidence. I don't. Feel I'm able to do that. I don't have the skill set, and and it's all of those pains and anguishes that you guys have that's stopping you doing this. You're too worried about what's somebody going to be thinking about me, or I'm not good enough to offer my opinion. And again, I was saying to him, "Listen, you're an expert in your area. You know way more than I do, so you can offer way more value to Joe Bloggs." And I was sort of trying to tell him, actually, forget about who his peers are and what they think of him and whether they think his advice is good or not. Actually speak to your audience. I think that's what's critical is what does your audience need? And this is what I was saying to him. I said, "Right, just reverse engineer it. Think about you want to get this website. You want to be found on page one of whatever, but who's going to be looking at that? Okay, well, it's your audience, isn't it? Of course it is. So produce content that's going to be helpful to your audience." So his content will be, if he does it right, really helpful to his audience, because a lot of people need help with, architecture or inspiration or tips to, watch out for, or have you thought about this? Don't do this without this. There's lots of information that people will need. So I think I was basically saying to him, don't worry and don't get hung up about maybe what other people think or your competitors think, or, I don't feel I'm good enough to be able to offer my opinion. You're an expert in whatever you do, so to do you and tell people how you can best help them. Offer, insight in terms of the practicalities. Get inside of your customer to really help them work out what they need. So whether that's a how-to video, whether that's an informative blog, whether that's, I don't know, some tips or workflows or infographics or, statistics, whatever it is, start thinking about how you can offer value to your audience, because I think that's absolutely critical and key. What's really interesting, actually, I was a complete social media like bah humbug kind of guy. I really was. And this is what's weird. I was so into like SEO optimization. I was into writing blogs. I was into, tweaking things and, tagging things and getting optimized for the website and driving traffic. And that was all really good. But from a personal level, I only ever saw social media as like a personal thing that you're just looking at somebody's like, what they're doing on a Sunday afternoon. And really, I don't give a. About it. I had no interest in it. I didn't understand why people were so obsessed and so interested in other people. And you know what? It is what it is. People are, and that's fine. But I suddenly clicked around about probably September last year, I think it was. So September 2017, depending when you're seeing this video. And it suddenly dawned on me, actually, if you start looking at people and what they're doing, it's phenomenal. People are picking up their mobile phones and they're constantly looking at it. You know, this is the TV of the now. So you've got to be, I've got to be on this thing all the time to basically offer advice, offer my opinion, offer my expertise, and actually also offer value, whether that's entertainment, fun, informative, or helpful. So it was almost like a revelation. My mind just clicked and it just changed. And suddenly I thought, wow, you know, I've got a, you know, the opportunity is huge. You know, I've got opportunity to create my own TV show, for example. I've got an opportunity to do this, to do that. You know, it's funny, after look back and I thought, oh, wouldn't it be funny or cool to do something like The Naked Chef? I don't know how you'd do The Naked Mortgage Broker, but, you know, I don't know. It wouldn't be nearly as exciting as food, that's for sure. But, you know, who's going to commission, you know, a show like that? Who's going to, you know, of course it's never going to happen. You know, who knows me? But now, you know, I can create my own show. I can create my own content. I don't need a media company. I can just do it. So I think that's the key, is just do you, start something. It doesn't matter that it's not going to be perfect. You know, I'm constantly tweaking and working on it. You look at some of my early content, it's horrendous. You know, and even now we're tweaking, we're learning, we're improving. You know, we're still very small in terms of, you know, our plans and what we want to try and achieve, but we're going for it and we're really trying to just dive in. And I think that's the thing for you guys. If you're into, you know, business, or you're a person of interest, or you're, you know, an entrepreneur, or you're, you know, a musician, or you're a sports player, I think this is really relevant for sports people. And I think sports people don't realize necessarily the opportunity that they have. You know, you've got an opportunity to really grow your own audience, because, you know, whatever you do, you can create something which can actually offer so much more, not just now, but in the future as well. So I think it's all about thinking about what your strategy is, what your plans are, and just diving deep into it and just going for it. And I think that's the biggest tip I can give with anyone who's thinking about, you know, starting their own business. You know, it's not just about, can I just do a quick website and get it optimized friendly? You know, it doesn't work like that on Google. It's about engaging your audience on multiple levels, on multiple platforms, and on your website. Don't get me wrong, your website's really critical, but it's got to be engaging. So I think that's the key, guys. You've got to think about how you can actually offer value to your audience, whatever you do. And actually, the fact that I'm in a really dull industry and I'm trying to offer value to my audience, then that's an interesting challenge. You know, actually, if I was maybe in the food industry or entertainment industry, it'd be a lot easier. But that's the challenge that I face. Maybe that's the challenge that you guys face as well. But I think the key is understanding your audience and looking to offer value. So hopefully that's really helped you guys out. If it did, again, look, let's help me build my audience to help more people, because that's what I'm all about. So if you did like the video, love it if you can subscribe, share, and do all those amazing things. But fundamentally, guys, you know, I want to offer a bit more sort of businessy insights and my perspective of where I'm seeing things are going. So, you know, we're not sure if this is the format that's going to work for us. And as I said, we're testing. You know, we don't know all the answers. So we're testing, we're tweaking, we're working it. But we're diving deep. And that's what you guys have got to do. So, yeah, listen, guys, hope you found that helpful. Keep tuned in. And, yeah, we'll catch you soon.
Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love and catch up soon, guys.